This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado saw a spike of the flu this spring along with COVID-19. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Flu cases usually peak in the winter from December into February, but this year they hit elevated levels in April and May. UC Health infectious disease Dr. Michelle Barron thinks this is due to the end of mask mandates and safety measures around the coronavirus.
I'm just really worried as we move towards the fall and kids are back in school and what we're going to see in terms of things that we could have prevented because people are just kind of, quote, over it.
Barron says the flu and unknown COVID-19 variants are the concern. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools has released the criteria for consolidating small schools in the district. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The district's enrollment has declined by more than 3,000 students since 2018. That's due to a declining birth rate and rising house prices pushing families out of Denver. The district is recommending consolidating, not closing schools. It says elementary and middle schools with fewer than 215 students should be considered. Plus, schools with fewer than 275 kids, but that are also projected to lose students, and charter schools that aren't financially solvent. DPS Superintendent Alex Marrero hasn't named schools. The school board must approve any future school closures. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Voter rights groups want Colorado Springs to move its city elections from April to November, citing racial discrimination. A lawsuit filed against the city says the timing of an election can result in unfair practices just as much as where or how the election takes place. Mike Williams is executive director of Citizens Project, one of the plaintiffs.
We're one of the fastest growing cities in the country, one of the best places to live, and our representation at the city level doesn't really reflect the community at this point.
The suit says non-white voters are about half as likely to participate in off-year April elections when compared to white voters. The city declined to comment. In Colorado Springs this morning, 56 degrees, Denver 54, highs close to 80 along the Front Range today. This is CPR News.